Sister, Broken Wings, here on the mix, 90.7 WKGC.
That's a strange... That was, I always thought that was a strange name, but okay.
Especially that it's the first part of Mister, mm-hmm. and then the word spelled out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, okay. If your last name's Mister, I guess that works. We're here today, and we're talking with Robert Barnes and Chris Moser. Well, we haven't talked to Chris yet. I haven't gotten around the microphone, but I'm working on that. From PC Growing Strong. And off air, we were discussing that next week is really kind of ground zero for your whole project of community involvement. So I said, well, when we get back, let's make a case for why I should, or Caleb should, or anybody who lives in this area get involved.
Yes, next week is a wide-ranging series of meetings that incorporate all different aspects of our community. Robert said earlier that the Sonnenblick Project, in a sense, brought this together, but there was a group that was focused on saving the marina, and we realized this was a much bigger and broader opportunity for the city. And of course, Michael, the game changer, mm-hmm. With rebuilding, we were fortunate, as was mentioned earlier, that the city commission and management realized this is an opportunity for us to do a comprehensive, very well thought out project. So we're looking to ride on this momentum, and extend that to the power of the local. So these meetings next week, the charrettes, are critical that the citizens feel they can come, they can express their desires. We know the metrics for livability in communities. We know what people want, whether they're affordable housing, walkability, public art, food environments. But what's important to you, this is your opportunity to say. And eventually, when Dover Coal has the opportunity to evaluate all of this, how those work together in our beautiful mm-hmm. waterfront area.
Okay. So this is not to try to put too fine a point on it. This is the put up or shut up on community involvement. If you think you have an idea, or if you're concerned with other people's ideas, you need to go ahead and start getting involved seriously right now, because this is your time to have your voice heard on what you think the future of Panama City needs to look like and live like.
You couldn't have said it any better. Put up or shut up.
Put up or shut up. This is a put up or shut up moment. And give us that website one more time, would you please? So this is where all the scheduling, you can find all the meetings and what's involved in each one of the meetings, their locations and times on that website.
That is the rebuildpc.org, rebuildpc, one word. .org. And there's a survey on there where you can submit ideas and, mm-hmm. and answer a few survey questions. It's going to be a growing and changing website. It's going to be moderated and changed as mm-hmm. as the events go on. These events will be continuing throughout the summer into September.
And this is an interactive website. If you pose a question, you'll eventually get an answer back, will you not?
You'll get information back.
Excellent.
And again, it's an evolving website. We've been assured that it's updated all the time. It's changed in the last couple of weeks. So, but the solid information on the calendar of the events is all there.
Excellent. Very good. Okay. When we get back, we have yet a vitamin B to do, and we have a couple of notes. We had a very, very busy day in history. A lot of things came back, and maybe a little bit more with Robert and Chris from PC Growing Strong.
Well, this one's for PC Growing Strong. It's Van Halen. Panama. You're in the mix.